State your name, please, and spell your last name for the record. Erna Erdai, he said, and recited each letter. From the bench above the witness stand, Judge Harlow repeated Erno's surname to be sure he had it. Arthur proceeded through the preliminary questioning of Erno, who was already thinner than when Arthur had seen him in prison 3 weeks ago. His voice was husky, and he tended to exhaust his breath. Arthur explored Erno's background, starting with his birth in Hungary and proceeding through his employment at TN. Harlow took careful notes. Ready to launch into the big stuff, Arthur faced Pamela at counsel table to be certain he hadn't missed any preliminaries. Radiant with anticipation, Pamela shook her head minutely. Arthur found himself pleased by the prospect that the next question might change his life. And so he asked it.
Calling your attention to July 4th of 1991, Mr. Erdai, can you tell us what you did in the early morning hours of that day?
Erno adjusted the piece in his nose.
I killed Luisa Rimardi, Augustus Leonatus, and Paul Judson, he said.
Arthur had envisioned a hubbub in the courtroom, but instead there was prolonged silence.
You may ask another question, the judge said to Arthur.
Only one was possible.
Did Romeo Gandolf have a role of any kind in those murders?
No,
said Erdai evenly. Arthur stopped then for effect. There was motion finally in the back of the courtroom as two reporters fled for the corridor, where it was okay to use their cell phones.
Mr. Erdai, Arthur said, I would like to ask you to tell the story in your own words of what happened on July 4th of 1991, what led up to it, and what occurred in the Paradise Restaurant. Take your time. Just tell the judge as you remember it.
Erno placed one hand on the rail to face slightly in Harlow's direction.
There was a girl, he began, who worked out at the airport, Luisa Rimardi. A ticket agent, not to speak ill of the dead, but she was a little bit of a tart, and I made the mistake of getting involved with her. You know, I thought it was just for kicks, Judge, but I sort of fell into it. As soon as I did, I began seeing signs she was stepping out. And this made me into a complete head case, I admit it.
Erno breathed deeply, preparing to go on.
So I started keeping an eye on her, and naturally, one night, I see what I figured. This would be July 3rd. Luisa meets up with some guy in the airport parking lot, some deep, dark corner, and she hops him right there in his car. This will tell you how crazy I was. I watched the whole thing, every jiggle, 40 minutes or so.
Erno had his momentum now, and Arthur was reluctant to interrupt, but evidentiary formalities required it.
Could you identify the man with Ms. Rimardi?
No clue. I didn't care much who it was. So finally, she's had her fill and drives away, and I follow. And she ends up at Goss's, at the restaurant there, Paradise. And I run in after her. It turns into a scene, I can tell you that. I'm calling her a tramp, and she's yelling back at me. I don't own her. I'm a married man, for Christ's sake. I can't make different rules for her than for me. You can imagine.
Erno shook his sallow face.
Naturally, this caught Gus's attention. He gave his employees July 4th off, I guess, so he was there by himself. He comes over and he tells me to scat. And I tell him to F himself. At that point, I grabbed Luisa to haul her out. She's screaming, wailing on me, and all of a sudden now, here's Gus again. This time, with a gun. You know, in my time, I had some stones. And I've been in there, I've seen Gus. He's not going to shoot nobody. I tell him that, at which point Luisa reaches up and grabs the pistol. Yeah, but I will, she says. And she would have. So I go after the revolver. I'm trying to jerk it away from her, and kaboom! just like in the freaking movies. I swear, when Gus had the pistol in his hand, I looked and the safety was on, but I guess wrestling around. Well, anyway, there's a hole right through the center of her. Gus starts off to call an ambulance, and I tell him, wait. Wait, what for? I wait, she be dead. What it was I needed a minute to think it through, Judge, to come to grips. But Gus, he was scorched, shooting in his place with his gun. When I say, wait a second time, he walks away and goes to the phone, and I'm pretty wigged out and upset. All I want is to get a little control here. I tell him to stop. I tell him I'll kill him. He don't stop. He goes right there, and I shot him. Good shot. Good shot, said Erno again in plain lamentation. Right through the head. Now, the only choice I got is to try to get away with this, so I figure I make it look like a robbery. I go back and take everything out of the register. I pull off Gus's watch, his rings. I wipe down the table where Louisa was sitting so there aren't fingerprints. And I don't know. In a mirror, I think I see something on the other side of the restaurant. I'm not real sure, but could be somebody else was in one of the booths when I ran in. I realize I'd better look. And lo and behold, in the far corner, I see this guy hiding under the table. I had him drag Gus downstairs to that freezer. By then, Louisa was gone, so I had him do the same with her. Then I tied him up there. This guy, Paul, I think I read was his name. I shot him through the back of the head. Then I took Louisa's jewelry off of her and rearranged her clothes, too, because of her visit with that guy in the parking lot. I wasn't sure what would show in the autopsy. Again, he awaited his breath. All the time I was in that freezer, while the whole thing was happening, I was like a zombie. But afterwards, I didn't know what to think. I was sort of preparing myself mentally for the day the coppers knocked on my door, but I'd done a good job. The police were running in every direction and bumping into themselves.